Caribbean Report.
Nomination day in Trinidad and Tobago. Candidates of four parties list their nominees for next month's general election. Sections of downtown Kingston still tense as gang violence continues. And the IMF warns of worsening poverty for poor countries as the world recovers from the September 11th attacks. I'm Carol Orr and this is BBC Caribbean Report. 108 candidates representing four political parties are expected to have listed their names by the end of today, nomination day, to contest the December 10th general election in Trinidad and Tobago. The ruling United National Congress and the major opposition People's National Movement will contest all 36 seats. Team Unity, the new party of former Attorney General Ramesh Maharaj, has struck an electoral alliance with the National Alliance for Reconstruction. Team Unity will contest 30 seats, leaving the NAR to contest the poll in the remaining 6 seats. Tony Fraser reports on yesterday's launch of the campaigns by the two heavyweights, the PNM and the UNC.
There were carnival-like affairs in Woodford Square, in downtown Port-au-Spain and Mid-Centre Mall in Chaguanas. Platform speakers at the meetings claimed the crowds reached 30,000. 20,000 would have been a more realistic estimate. For the UNC, it was a repeat of last year's rallies in the run-up to the November 2000 election. There was more